Well, no, why don't we kick things off for Dewey? Remember, Dewey won the toss and deferred to the second half, and TJ Donison will kick things off here for Nowata.
Well, will it be out of bounds, or will someone get to return this one, Adam?
That's the big question. Here's a kick. Squid kick, and that's going to stay in bounds. It's picked up at the 25, and down right at the 25-yard line.
And you know, that's Hunter Brewer. Maybe that's the way that they practiced that, Adam, trying to pin him deep and get him in a corner where they could cut off the angle. And Brewer just shy of his own 25-yard line to start the second half.
So Dewey will have the ball to start the second half from their own 25-yard line underway here in the second half. Blake Timmons will run that no-hurry-up offense. This time he sends two wide receivers on each side on a first and 10. In a shotgun formation, the snap, hands it off to Hunter Brewer, runs to the middle to the 25 to the 28-yard line. And there on the tackle for Nowata is going to be Lucas Owens, first to get them there.
You know, we've called Lucas's name a number of times tonight. He's had a good, solid ball game defensively, Adam. One of our senior leaders out there for the Ironmen.
I'm going to call it second and five from the 29-yard line. Timmons, and boom, down he goes at the 22-yard line. And guess who? Petey Knight there to make the stop. Boy, Petey Knight has had a whale of a game defensively here this evening.
You know, we decided during the halftime break that that penalty he got may have been like on the blind side. He may have got that for excessive tackling.
Loss of 5, 3rd and 10 from the 24. The ball was loose.
Oh,
Timmons, and looks like Petey Knight has picked it up. Another turnover there for Dewey.
Number 7, Petey Knight.
So Petey Knight makes the fumble recovery, and again, Nowata has excellent field position, and that is the 5th turnover for Dewey in this game.
And the 2nd fumble recovery for Petey Knight on the game.
So first and 10, they're going to spot the ball at about the 14-yard line in Dewey's territory. And Dewey right now is shooting themselves in the foot with all these turnovers.
I think you're looking at the wheels coming off here if Ironman take this one in.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Terrell Collins also the lone setback. Hand off is Terrell Collins. Runs to the right. May have gained a yard.
Kobe Morgan with an excellent tackle from behind as he ran him down came down the line of scrimmage and run him down from behind. It's hard to run Terrell Owens down from behind, or Terrell Collins. I think you did that last year, calling him Terrell Owens. Collins. And they're going to give him a yard loss, Adam.
Actually, they're going to give him a yard to loss. It'll be 2nd and 11 from the 15-yard line. 10:25 to go in the third quarter. 43-12, favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. One wide receiver to the left side. Play action. Smith throws to the middle. Has a man open. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Cuddy Smith finds Wyatt Sanders on a 15-yard touchdown pass. And Nowata increases their lead, 49-12.
And just an excellent grab by Wyatt Sanders. It was a little tall for him. He went up and made the grab for 6 points. Good strike by Cody Smith there in traffic.
That's Smith's 2nd touchdown. Now a high snap as Smith will throw a prayer. Has a man open, caught by Wyatt Sanders to the 5, but he's short of the goal line for a 2-point conversion. So a pass fails. But timeout on the field with 10:10 to go in the third quarter. And your score, Nowata 49 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that didn't take long after a Dewey turnover. 2 plays, 14 yards. Wyatt Sanders, a 15-yard pass from Cody Smith. And the Ironmen on top, 49-12 over the Dewey Bulldoggers. Here's T.J. Donaldson will kick things off here for Nowata. That's a low kick, and it's going to be down at the 31-yard line. So Dewey will take over for the second time this half from their own 31-yard line. With 10:08 to go in the third quarter, 49-12, favor of Nowata. Again, our scoreboard update brought to you by the friendly folks of Regent Bank. Now, Timmons on the shotgun formation. You'll have three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Now, Timmons now looks at the sideline, make sure the play is what he is needing. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Hunter Brewer also along with Blake Timmons. Play clock down to 3. There's a snap. Play action. Timmons throws to his left. Pass caught at the 34-yard line. Cody Smith there on the tackle, but Hunter Brewer on the reception.
Give Timmons credit. He bought just enough time to complete the pass. It goes as a 2-yard gain, but it's a small victory at this time for the Bulldogs to complete a pass and not get their quarterback sacked.
Gain to 3 makes it 2nd and 7 from the 35. And a shotgun formation again for Timmons. Timmons now breaks one tackle, can't get away from another. Down at the 32-yard line. Looked like to get him the first time, Tim Callahan.
You know, Adam, Tim didn't play football last year, and he's been a good addition to this Ironman front line, coming out as a senior, being a starter. He's 6'2 and 275, and gives him some good depth on the defensive line.
And the ball came loose that time, and boy, no what a
illegal snap.
Actually, it's going to be a false start against Dewey. The one thing that Dewey has done a good job is avoiding penalties, and I believe that's their second penalty of the night.
Yeah, and I think what happened there, the ball just hung up on the grass when the center tried to snap it. They're going to march it back 5 yards.
So it'll be 3rd and 12 from the 30-yard line. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Again, a shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. The snap, low snap. Timmons throws to the middle, and a pass intercepted! Ben Callahan on an interception at the 47-yard line. And that is Dewey's 6th turnover of the night.
Wow. And you know what? Looks like he had the old stick-em on his hand. Looks like Fred Biletnikoff. That ball just kind of stuck to his hands as he stretched out.
Well, he just dove right there to get the interception.
I tell you what, he was open, had half a step, but just an excellent defensive play.
So Nowata will take over for the second time. And from Dewey's 47-yard line, we haven't even played 4 minutes yet. It's Dewey again trailing 49-12. Sanders in motion. Oh, bad snap. Cuddy Smith has to dive for it and lay on the ball at the 41.
Going to take a 14-yard loss on that, but he did the right thing. He just got back and fell on the ball and lived to fight another day.
Well, it's okay right now when you have a 37-point lead.
Doesn't hurt near as much, does it?
No, it doesn't. So it'll be 2nd and 24 from the 41-yard line. Archie Agnew now in the ballgame. Now will bring the play to Cody Smith. And Agnew will be lined up to the left side on a 2nd and 24. Dewey showing blitz. Out of snap, hands off to Collins. Runs to the middle to the 45 and the midfield at the 50-yard line. So a nice run there by the junior tailback, Terrell Collins. Still is going to be way short of the first down. Looked like 3rd and 13.
Yeah, ball right at the midfield stripe. Middle of the ball, right on the center of the line. Bulldoggers haven't stopped playing, though. You got to give them credit, Adam. They're still hanging in there.
You know, at times defensively they have played well, but then but it's been the turnovers that's kicked themselves in the foot. So third and 13 from the 50-yard line, a receiver on the right side. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. They'll give it to Sanders, runs to the middle, to the 45, to the 40, down at the 39-yard line. That's about a yard short of the first down. Kobe Morgan, who's kind of gimpy there a little bit, made the stop.
I'm always impressed at how quickly Wyatt Sanders can get to that second level of defenders. And I still argue this because the first level can't see him behind those big linemen, and he has the speed to get there as well.
Here comes Petey Knight in the game, replacing Zen Callahan. Also for Noah Tylen Liddell.
Fourth and long, too, and be interesting to see what Coach Hagenbush has drawn up for this.
So it's going to be fourth down and two from the 39-yard line. Two wide receivers on each side. Smith on
the
shotgun formation. Collins in motion. They'll fake it to Collins. Smith runs to the middle, to the 30. Still on his feet, to the 25, to the 23-yard line. And enough for an Ironman first down. Noah did a good job of spreading that offense here, confusing Dewey's defense.
Well, when you have a decoy like Terrell Collins who can get the yardage for you easily, and you send him one direction, the linebackers go with him. There's nobody home as Cody Smith skips by the first wave of defenders, gets into the secondary, and picks up an easy first down for the Ironman. And we're now under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. First and 10 Ironman at the 23-yard line of Dewey.
5:50 to go in the third quarter, 49-12. Nowata on top of Dewey. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Cody Smith in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. The snap, hands it off to Sanders, runs to the left and may have not gained a yard. Kobe Morgan along with, looks like...
That's Gage Carter.
Gage Carter.
Yeah, excellent play. Hauled him down from behind, and that's no small task because Sanders is quicker than gossip through a beauty salon.
Probably a one-yard gain makes it second and nine from the 22-yard line.
Or quicker than a post on Facebook.
Coming up after this broadcast, we'll have the high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week one of high school football. A receiver on each end, second and nine from Dewey's 22-yard line. Handoff is to Sanders, sweeps to the left to the 20, and he might have squeaked to the 19. Again, Kobe Morgan along with Brandon Phelps there on the stop, and Brendan Timmons also in the area.
A good job by the Dogger defense this time. The linebackers were able to chuck the blocks and come down the line of scrimmage and stop Sanders for about a 2-yard, 3-yard gain.
The third and seven, the ball right at the 20-yard line. And clock now 4:20 and counting here in the third quarter. Again, Nowata on top, 49-12. Tylen Liddell lines up to the right side. Again, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap, Cody now goes back to pass, rolls to his left, still rolling, now runs to the 15 and drug to the 10-yard line. That was almost a horse collar play there. Looks like there on the tackle was Keaton Harris. Actually, Gage Carter there on the stop. Excuse me.
Give Cody Smith credit. He kept the ball pumping enough to keep the linebackers and the defensive backs in pass coverage. And then when he decided to tuck it and run, he had enough quickness to get to the first down, get past the first down marker. And I guess we're going to call this first and goal. It's just inside the Bulldogger 10-yard line.
They're going to say first and goal from the 10. Two wide receivers on the left side. In a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. He's got Sanders and Collins along with him. They'll give it to Sanders. Sweeps to the left, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 3. Nice run there. Sweep by Wyatt Sanders will be second and goal from the 3.
And what a great run as he made a juke to get past the first would-be defender. And we've got a man down, it looks like, Adam.
Looks looks like we got a dogger down. And maybe just a, I hope it's just a cramp.
Good night for cramps. Hot, humid, hard to stay hydrated.
Well, it's warmer tonight than it was last week. It's about 15 degrees warmer. We started out 90 degrees.
Yeah, they're stretching him, Adam, so that's a good sign right there. Not good to him because those cramps hurt like the dickens, but much better than a knee or an ankle. He'll get up and walk off under his own power. Maybe, oh, it's going to cramp again, Coach.
Looks like Kobe Morgan there being looked, being tended to right now.
That's when the coach says, point your toes to your nose.
I haven't talked about this tonight, but like I said, I was out on the field before the game, and it was pretty hot down there. I had a chance to walk on the field, too. It just, the field is in excellent shape. If you have not been by Noah Ireland Memorial Stadium, it just feels like carpet. It's just that good. And I know the coaching staff and a lot of volunteers that really take care of this field.
Well, we've been fortunate, too, in northeast Oklahoma this year. A lot of things are still green in August and September that we didn't have a year ago because of all the moisture.
They're still tending to Cubby Morgan. Now he's up on his feet on his own power, so that's good.
And not only do Dogger fans give him a nice round of applause, but the Ironman faithful also appreciate this young man's play on the field of battle tonight.
I think important tonight for these players, get them lubed up.
Suppose he'll get pickle juice when he gets to the sideline.
Well, when I talk to Coach Henley next week, I'll ask him. I says, "You got to feed them pickle juice, don't you?"
I've seen that from some college player. I thought I couldn't take that.
I couldn't either.
Green Gatorade's bad enough. Pickle juice.
Great. I'll take Gatorade any day.
After the
injury timeout, Nolan will have the ball. Second and goal from Dewey's three.
Suppose they're going to try to get Wyatt a touchdown here.
There's a motion. The handoff is to Sanders. He's all alone. Good night, Nolan. Touchdown, Ironman. That's Wyatt Sanders. You called it, my friend. 3-yard run. And Nolan ups their lead 55-12.
And you talk about a sustained drive. That was 6 minutes, 1 second off the game clock, Adam. A good, healthy drive by the Ironman offense.
So here's T.J. Donaldson. They'll attempt the extra point.
He's done pretty well after an opening miss.
Out of snap, the hold, a kick on its way. It's no good, way low. So timeout on the field, 2:51 to go in the third quarter. It's all Nowata. It's the Ironman 55 and Dewey 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country KRIG. Well, it was a good drive here for Nowata. It was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plays and 53 yards. Actually, no, 47 yards, my bad.
Well, our apologies if you're listening at home and you get a little background conversation of Adam and I trying to figure some things out. We've struggled with technical difficulties tonight, but, hey, we're still here and the game's still on the air, and that's the main thing. The show goes on.
Well, a good drive again to T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off for Nowata. Here's a kick. It's a line drive kick. It'll be returned at the 25. Hunter Brewer has it to the 30 and knocked out of bounds at the 35, and we're going to have a late hit call.
That was definitely excessive tackling. He was out of bounds and got hit. That's a shame. Been a pretty clean game for the most part.
So it'll be a personal foul against Nowata. It'll be a 15-yard penalty. That will definitely put the ball into Ironman territory.
That's the 10th accepted penalty on the Ironman tonight. Adam?
So they'll put the ball at Nowata's 45-yard line. So Dewey gets excellent field position. So it'll be first and 10 from the 45-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Five wide receivers, three on the left, two on the right. The snap, Timmons. And it's going to be a busted play, and Timmons sacked at the 49.
Yeah, they were trying the old Statue of Liberty play with Kobe Morgan coming around from the left side, but it never developed.
Skyler Thornton there on the sack. That's a five-yard loss. He'll make it second and 15.
Looks like we got some fresh numbers in the game for the Ironman defense. We'll try to run those down for you as it goes on. I'm not even going to try Armando's last name. I'll let you try that one. Thank you. Bryce Hewitt also in the game.
Second down and 15 from the 50. Timmons, pass, caught by Morgan to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That is Kobe Morgan, who's gimpy to the end zone on a 50-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons. And a nice response there for the Doggers.
Well, that'll make those cramps feel a little better if you're Kobe Morgan. And he's showed good speed, outran the Ironman defenders. And that's got to give you a little hope. Got the passing game going back. Quick strike. Took him 50 seconds on that drive to score.
Looks like, they may go for the extra point here. Kobe Morgan just come back after having cramp issues. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it goes through the uprights. It's good. Timeout on the field. 2:01 to go in the third quarter. It's Nowata 59, or 55, and Dewey 19. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig. On that last drive, all 7 points. Just two plays and 45 yards. Actually, 45 yards. 45-yard drive. I'll get it right.
But it was a 50-yard touchdown.
It was a 50-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons to Kobe Morgan. Matter of fact, I believe that's Timmons' second touchdown pass of the evening.
You are correct. I was just getting ready to say, when that young man has time, he's got an excellent arm, and he put that spot on where Kobe could take it in stride, which is important because they had a couple of guys outrun early on. They showed excellent speed. Looks like we've got a new place kicker teeing it up for the Bulldoggers. Looks like Brendan Timmons, sophomore.
Looks like we're going to see some new faces here coming up in this latter part of the game here. But it was a nice response there for Dewey after no one has scored on their last possession.
And you got to wonder how long Coach Hagberg is going to keep his offensive starters in there. Oh,
a
chip
quick
shot.
Kick, and that's a live ball. Dewey has it at the 35 and knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and that was Kobe Williams. Oh, that's a live ball, fans. And Williams says no one really didn't pay any attention, and Dewey will get the onside kick.
And they're going to start deep in Ironman territory, it looks like. Can he advance that, Adam?
Do what?
Can he advance that? Because it looks like they're maybe bringing it back a little bit.
Well, it was knocked out of bounds at the 30, and that's where the ball should be placed there.
Well, unless he stepped out and we couldn't see it on this near sideline with the players. Going to mark it officially.
They're going to mark that at the 39.
Yes, sir.
Well, either case, it's excellent field position for Dewey, and it's first and 10 from Nowata's 39-yard line. Two receivers on each side. Play action, pass caught by Phillips. At the 40 to the 37-yard line, Zen Callahan there on the stop.
And that's Phillips' second reception on the night. Only good for 2 yards that time, a little wide receiver screen. But Foster there to make the play.
So I'll make it second and 8 now from the 37-yard line. Three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Timmons looks to pass, has a man open, caught at the 30. Knocked out of bounds, knocked at 26-yard line. It looks like Jonathan Blackman there on the reception.
He's going to have a first down, Adam.
We haven't called his name not too much in this game here tonight.
He was a little active early on, but that's only his second reception.
Ball placed at the 27, first and 10 from the 27-yard line. Handoff. Hunter Brewer breaks a tackle to the 25, and he crosses the 24-yard line. Tim Callahan there on the tackle, and they'll pot it at the 25. They'll make it second and 8.
And Brewer's gone over the 100-yard mark for the game tonight, Adam.
I can see him passing a 1,000-yard mark, and that's a low snap, and Timmons going to have to fall right on the football at the 37-yard line. That's a loss of 12. I was just going to say, I can see Hunter Brewer rushing over 1,000 yards, do you?
I think so.
He got so close last year.
I think he may have his way with Pahuska next week. He may turn it on. They'll have a game under their belt. Not quite the defense that know what it has.
The snap, Timmons, screen pass, caught by Brewer to the 35.
Oh!
And he flips over a tackler and goes to the 29-yard line. And that should be a final play here at the third quarter. That's right. The end of the third quarter, and your score, it is Nowata 55 and Dewey 19. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman and Doggers football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, 12 minutes to go here in the final quarter, and Nowata on top of Dewey 55-19. And after the conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. You'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week one of high school football.
Hey, give credit to Dewey's coaching staff to call that little squib kick there, and also to Kobe Williams for having the presence of mind to go chase that rascal down. I'm sure it's just like they drew it up in practice, and they've not stopped playing. They've kept it going even though they're trailing by a wide margin in this game.
And now it's going to be 4th and 13 from the 30-yard line in Nowata's territory. They got to get to the 18. We're going to have an offsides.
Looks like Hunter Wood. A little excited there.
How many times has that been called?
You want to know?
You got it.
5, 6. 6 times. 6 out of 11 penalties.
So it'll be 4th down. And 8. And nice move there by Hunter Brewer.
He just hurdled him.
Hurdles one tackler and goes out of bounds at the 18. That's enough for a Dogger first down. Actually, just jumped over him, really.
Gain of 10 on the play. First down for the Bulldoggers.
1st and 10 now from the, looks like the 15-yard line. There's a snap. Phelps has the keeper, runs to the right, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he's just short of the goal line. So Brandon Phelps getting some action here. And it'll be 1st and goal for Dewey. Actually, be at the 5, or just inside the 5.
He's
probably
about
the 2.
Yes, sir. Gain of 12.
So gain of 13 on the play makes it 1st and goal. A snap. Timmons pass has a man open, and it's caught in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That is Kobe Morgan on a 2-yard pass from Blake Timmons.
Good play, just a little look-in slant, and that's the second touchdown reception by Kobe Morgan. Back-to-back drives.
So, looks like that Morgan's going to attempt the extra point here. A 30-point lead for the Ironman. Snap. The hold, the kick, and it is left. No good. So timeout on the field, 11:30 to go in the game. It's Nowata 55 and Dewey 25. We're going to take a one-minute timeout, and you're listening to Nowata Dewey football here on Real Country K-Rig. plays, 39 yards on a Kobe Morgan 2-yard touchdown pass from Blake Timmons, a point after no good. And it's 55-25 favor of Nowata.
And Coach Hagenbusch calling his return team up a little closer to the line, trying to take away that deep onside kick that was so successful last time for Dewey.
All right, here's the kick, and it's going to be returned for the Ironmen from the 30. Actually, they're going to fair catch that. Archie Agnew there on the fair catch, so Nowata will have the ball back.
But they spotted it about the 33-yard line, Adam.
33-yard line is where they're going to slot that. First and 10 from Nowata's 33.
It'll be interesting to see who we have at quarterback. I think it's going to be Skylar Thornton. Looks like we have Skylar Stover in the game along with Armando. And I can't even give you a pronunciation. I'm going to have to work on that one.
So the new quarterback for Nowata, Skylar Thornton. A man in motion, a receiver on the left side. Handoff is a tailback, and it's going to get nowhere. He might have lost a yard.
Armando Covarrubias on the carry.
Actually, T.J. Donaldson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Donaldson. You're right. The 32, not 22. My eyesight's no better than my mind, apparently. No gain.
Actually, going to lose a yard. This will be second and 11 from the 32. Clock running, 10:55 to go in the game, 55-25, Nowata on top. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Hunter Bell in the game at wide receiver for the Ironmen.
A snap, handoff, and he's not going anywhere to the 25-yard line. A good tackle there by Drake Scholl, a 5'9", 165-pound sophomore.
And that's Bryce Hewitt, who is 5'8", 125-pound sophomore in his own right. He's going to lose, looks like, about 6 yards on his first carry of the season.
That'll be the third and 17 from the 26. Yeah, you know, Bryce Hewitt looks like a kid. He's a small little cookie. Great kid, too. He's a wonderful kid. In fact, played baseball earlier in the summer. Played in that Bartlesville Area Amateur Baseball Association out there. So they had a nice team that they're involved over there. Third down, handoff, and still on his feet to the 30, to the 35, down to the 37-yard line. T.J. Donaldson on the carry. So a nice run there for T.J.
13 out of the 16, so going to make it fourth and manageable.
Ain't gonna
be
about
12. I'll give him 12.
Be fourth and four from the 37-yard line. And clock rolling with 9:25 in the game.
We'll try to get you some of the new linemen's numbers. They're a little bit harder to pick up. Looks like Jacob Johnson in at center.
Two wide receivers. Now the snap. They're going to pooch kick this.
Good kick.
Nice kick there. And ball gets away. It's going to get an Ironman bounce to the 44-yard line. So Dewey will take control the first and 10 at the the 44-yard line. Yep.
Yes, sir. Dewey's own 44.
We'll see if Dewey's going to bring in some fresh players here.
Well,
no, actually, Blake Timmons still at quarterback.
We do have a new wideout in, it looks like.
That's going to be Kaysen.
Braden Mackey in the game.
Braden Mackey in the game.
Kaysen Fry also.
Drake Scholl, the lone setback. They're going to hand it off to Scholl. Actually, quarterback keeper, Timmons, to the 50 and crosses Ironman territory to the 48-yard line and lost his shoe.
Threw a shoe on that play.
So they'll spot that at the 47, second and one for Dewey. In a shotgun formation for Timmons. Timmons goes back to pass, and Timmons is sacked at the 47-yard line.
And, Adam, that was going to be that delayed draw there to Drake Scholl. But
Hunter Wood
Yeah, Hunter Wood blew that one up.
So it's going to be third down.
This is about 5 yards.
Lost about 5 yards. It'll be third and six. And Timmons in a shotgun formation. There's a snap. Timmons rolls to his right. Still rolling. And breaks one tackle to the 50. To the 45. And he gets the first down. He's down the 42-yard line. So Dewey will have a first down. First and 10 from Nowata's 42-yard line.
Well, Timmons hasn't stopped playing on the night. Give him credit. He's taking some pretty good licks on these.
Tell you what, he's going to be a special player here in the next 3 years for Dewey. He's been a quarterback for much of his life. First and 10, handoff, and tailback to the 35, crosses the 32-yard line. That's Phelan Kite on his first carry of the night. Kite and Knight.
First carry from scrimmage. He's returned about five kicks, I think, tonight.
About a 9-yard gain, so it's going to be second and one from the 33-yard line. I know Dewey's going to look at this game on film and as they prepare for Pawhuska next week and seeing what can they do better.
Well, you don't turn the ball over.
Six times. You're not going to win ball games like that. Kite again with the hand. It's not Kite this time, but he's tackled for a loss
Tyler,
by T.J. Donaldson.
Tyler Conley with no place to go that time. And he's going to lose about 6 yards.
Tyler Conley there on the handoff and ball at the 37-yard line. That's a loss of four. Makes it third and five. Actually, we're going to have a new quarterback. Actually, Timmons still at quarterback. Two wide receivers to the right. Now, play action. They're going to hand it off.
Schull.
Ball. And the ball comes loose, and I think no one has picked it up.
I think you're right.
As Drake Scholl had the ball, was the ball carrier, and the ball popped out, and no one will get the ball back. Seven turnovers for Dewey.
Mercy, mercy. You know, they had a little something going there. You hate to see that happen. 6:25 to go in the game. I think we're going to see heavy doses of running the ball from the Ironman offense.
And they'll spot it at the 37, actually the 33, in Nowata's territory. And that quarterback, Skyler Thornton, the backup quarterback. Shotgun formation. And they're going to hand it off to the tailback. That's Donaldson, and he crosses the 35 to the 36-yard line. And there to make a nice tackle, Lane Branch, a 5'11", 165-pound senior.
Donaldson looks pretty good running the ball. He is he's a freshman. He's 5'9", 150 pounds, and he looks good running the ball.
Under 5:40 to go in the game. 55-25 favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Two wide receivers to the left. The snap, hands it off to Donaldson again, and he's near the 40-yard line. Drake Scholl there on the tackle, along with Phelan Kite. So it'll be about 3 yards short of the first down. It'll be third and three.
Third and a long three, and we got Skyler Stover bringing the play in from the sideline. He's going to go out wide to the left, along with Bryce Hewitt.
So third and three from the 40-yard line. Again, shotgun formation, hand off Donaldson. And he's not going to get away this time. He's lost a yard at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, Travis Owens there to meet him.
And there on the tackle for Dewey, Travis Owens, as you mentioned. So a loss of 1 yard will make it fourth and four from the 41-yard line. Again, clock rolling under 4.5 to go in the game.
And I think both coaches at this point are kind of thinking, come on, clock. No, you don't want to get anybody hurt going into next week. The outcome has been decided. Just a matter of academics at this point and final statistics.
All right, fourth and four. There's a snap, a low snap, and a punt is blocked. Good job there, and I think the first to get the block was Drake Scholl. Well, they had them all coming. Shaw, along with the, I guess you also have given assists to Brendan Timmons.
Well, you know, no one does that short punt formation, and that's probably the only drawback is the fact that they got a rush coming. It's hard to get rid of that ball, and it was kind of a rainbow snap as well. Didn't get there in a hurry.
So Timmons still a quarterback on first and 10 from Nowata's 33-yard line. And that time's a high snap, and the ball is loose. And I think Timmons kept it. Oh, boy. That would have been the eighth turnover.
Jiminy.
But right now they only got seven. Just keep it at seven.
Only seven.
Second down and 17 from the 40-yard line. And clock rolling still with 3.5 to go. Two wide receivers on the right, one on the left. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Now the snap, handoff to the 45, to the 40, cross the 35 to the 31-yard. Malin Kite there on the ball carrier.
He's got 9 yards. That was a good run.
At the 31-yard line.
He had a couple of good kick returns tonight. He's got some athletic ability. Cardinals have finally broke the ice. They trail in the top of the ninth, 5-1 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates trying to cut into that 6.5 game lead.
Third and 8 from the 31-yard line. He had a shotgun formation for Timmons. Play action. Actually, they'll hand it off to Kite. Runs to the 25, and the ball comes loose again.
He may have fumbled that forward and got the first down.
He was down before the ball came loose.
Right, he's
the first and 10 for.
No, they're going to back it up. They're going to say it was down, so he didn't quite get it.
Going to be about fourth and less than 2. 25-yard line. Clock rolling with 2:10 to go in the game. And a shotgun formation for Timmons. Last chance here for Dewey. Timmons runs to the middle, to the 25, still in the seat, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 5.
And a nice run by Blake Timmons.
So they're going to spot that at the 5, the first and goal from the 5. Again, conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week one of high school football.
Is there a flag?
Is there a flag on the play? We had a block in the back. Boy, I didn't see the penalty. Block in the back against Dewey. That'll be the spot of the foul. 10-yard penalty. Fourth down. It's going to be 4th and 3, so...
Only the third penalty by the Doggers tonight, Adam. They for the first game, they played it relatively penalty-free.
It looks like we're in a Wildcat formation here. On the 4th and 0, we're going to have movement all over the place.
So I've got Chase Rebard calling them.
And it'll be a false start against Dewey. Actually, they brought in a new quarterback.
Chase Rebard.
5'10", a 170-pound freshman. So now you're looking at 4th and 8 from the 31-yard line.
Chase has a good arm, too. We watched him throwing the ball in the pregames. He throws a nice ball.
Yeah, he does.
See if he gets
a chance. Rebard under center on 4th down. Rebard now breaks the pressure to the 30. Spins around it to the 25. Still on his feet to the 22-yard line.
He may have made it,
and I think he might have gotten the first down.
He got it.
Yeah, he got it. First down. His pop would be happy for him. Meaning Coach Chris Rebard. So it'll be 1st and 10 from the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 9. Rebard, he'll keep it to the 20, to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Again, Chase Rebard on the ball carrier. Under a minute to go in the game. It'll be 2nd and 1 from the 13. Now we got flags all over the place. That ball, well, surprise. It's
That's 7 of those.
Offsides against Notwater. Be a 5-yard penalty. It'll be first and 10. Actually, it'll be first and goal from the 9. Actually, first and goal from the 8. Rebard. Handoff is a fullback to the 5 to the 3-yard line. That is Brandon Timmons. Actually, that was Phelan Kite. My apologies.
He does a nice job.
4-yard line. Second and goal from the 4. 25 seconds to go. Now
we
got
a stoppage.
False start against Dewey. So it'll be second and goal from the 9. Back to where we were before. I'm hot, are you?
It's warm up here. Right now,
it's those basketball coaches that keep all the cool air in there.
It's a balmy 76.
Here's Rebard, and Rebard sacked at the 15-yard line. And
that's
is Jackson Straw on the sack. And that's going to be the final play of the day. And Nowata will improve to 2-0 as they defeat Dewey 55-25. 55-25. Nowata picks up the win. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. And you're listening to Nowata Dewey football here on Real Country K-Rig.